Home cooking continues to do the Okotoks Bisons good. Okotoks, the 1st of February 23, completed its home schedule prior to the holiday break with a 12-1 record, including 11 straight victories at the Murray Arena, by knocking off the pesky Three Hills Thrashers 5-1 on December 10 as part of a four-point weekend for the Heritage Junior Hockey League squad. "Our fans have been awesome lately, getting behind us and keeping us in the game, cheering loud, and it's easy playing here with them," said Bisons forward Scott Brown. "Lots have played here, at the Murray, for pretty much our whole careers, so it's easy to read the bounces and that stuff." Okotoks was far from at its apex on Friday after a strong opening frame was punctuated by a rough final 40 minutes. Brown and Daniel Tainton scored in the opening frame with the Bisons pouring 21 shots on goal. "In the first we had our feet moving and were doing everything right," said Brown. "And then in the second and third, I think Three Hills got in our head a bit, so we started playing down to their level." Jake Snashel and Javon Bushelin tallied in the middle stanza, with Nolan Metzger getting one back for the visitors. Bushelin then added an empty netter, his 17th goal in just 12 games, to seal the deal in the final 90 seconds of regulation. Bisons forward Jake Snashel is dogged by a Three Hills Thrashers player at Murray Arena on December 10. Brent Calver, "Okotoks today, we're playing all right for all of the injuries we've had and suspensions. We haven't really had a full lineup yet, so it's tough to play to our potential," Brown added. "Three Hills is at the bottom of the standings, so it was easy to look past them." Bisons rookie goaltender Dylan Fries had 29 saves to record his 8th straight win in between the pipes and improved to 8-1 with a .909 save percentage. Along with Leighton Draper, the HJHL wins leader, the Bisons have benefited from a strong tandem on the last line of defense. "It's been fun battling in practice with Draper, seeing who gets the start every weekend," said Fries, who calls Stavely home. "It's made me feel good, to pick up wins, the boys are rolling. I think my battling has been really good this year, keeping us in there." The Bisons completed the weekend with an impressive 5-2 triumph over the Cubs on December 12 in Medicine Hat. Adam Kirkpatrick scored twice, A.J. Belanger added his 18th of the season, with Travis Thorhaug and Simon Smith Burness adding the other markers. With the 2 points, Okotoks has a 13-point advantage over Medicine Hat and the Coaldale Copperheads, who are tied for the second seed in the Southern Division. Okotoks is 12 points north of both the Sylvan Lake Wranglers and Cochrane Generals. Okotoks takes its show on the road for one more weekend before the holidays, with stops in Kainai and Vulcan to battle the Braves and Lakers, respectively, on December 17, 18. The Bisons' next home date is January 7 versus Strathmore. For more information, go to okotoksbisons.com.